Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Good afternoon and welcome back to another segment of the Freedom Pioneers of Africa, episode 7, where we will be talking about the V-Box and Arion Solutions. Yes, as we all know, Freedom Pioneers of Africa is where local community change makers meet with global connectors to see how we can shift Africa's big thoughts into great opportunities. The future of Africa is often regarded in a strangely unimaginative and pessimistic way. Yet Africa today is full of diversity, economic potential, and innovative development. So stay tuned to hear from episode 7. We will be hearing from a true pioneer, who is Brian Kadisi. He is a true African innovation pioneer who, together with his two co-founders, took the endless energy issue of load shedding, planned power cuts in South Africa as an opportunity to create a successful startup business to support those who work and study. Do not touch that, keep it locked, enjoy. We will be back with the profile of the pioneer of today. This is Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
We were supposed to be working from home and we had to have everything remote. And with load shedding, that made it very difficult to just stay connected, to submit your assignments on time, to catch up on lecture videos. So we just wanted to create a device that was designed to keep you connected at the most cost-sensitive price point. That's where the idea of the Y-Box came about. My name is Brian Kadisi from Cape Town, South Africa, and I am a Freedom Pioneer of Africa.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
I had a pretty standard South African childhood, I guess. So my upbringing, I wouldn't say there was the traditional definition of entrepreneurship. Over the course of my life, and from all the way from primary school all the way to varsity, I would always have ideas about very different things and how we could turn certain things into businesses. It wasn't something that I would say I actively made into a business at the time, but I was very curious about the mechanisms of how entrepreneurship works and how different businesses work. The Y-Box is a UPS device that is designed to keep your internet up and running during power outages or load shedding. It kicks in automatically once plugged in, and you don't have to worry about any intermittent breaks between connectivity. So if you're on a Zoom, for example, and you get a power outage, you wouldn't even know that you got a power outage because your Wi-Fi keeps going, and it'll guarantee you an uptime of 6 hours, which is efficient all the way from stage one through to stage four of load shedding. So you are completely connected no matter what. We, like I said, we initially started the product with not necessarily with the intent to solve the energy crisis in South Africa, but mainly to just solve a problem that was being faced by ourselves as students. But in the long run, we realized that this is a challenge that affects a lot more people at a much greater scale. And there is a great opportunity to actually make a real difference in the space. We were on a WhatsApp group and would always complain because we get load shedding at different times because we stay in different areas. And we'd always complain about the same thing. And to a point where we were like, okay, this is getting really annoying. One of our business partners, his name is Alan, he had a makeshift solution to this, and he was the only person who wasn't affected by load shedding. And we said, Alan, would you be able to make one for me? And we make one for Temba. When we actually had the units installed, we then started to have focus groups, and we had random people on focus groups, we had friends, family, just to ask them, would this be something you'd be looking to get? And to our surprise, everyone said yes. And most of our problems were directly or indirectly linked to access to funding and access to markets. So initially, it was trying to actually push the unit and get as many people to talk about it and to know about it as possible. And once we did get that on some motion, and we had gathered up a significant amount of following on Facebook, Instagram, and all of those other social platforms, The other problem was now the ability to produce at the demand. So scalability was a problem because then we needed to set up a working plant, because these units were initially were just being built by ourselves in a garage in Muizenberg in Cape Town. So on a day, we'd be able to like make 20. But then when load shed around, this was around June, July in 2020, where we would get about 100 orders a day and we're only producing 20. So we had to scale. Firstly, we needed the cash flows to actually procure enough stock to manage our orders. And also we needed to have the capital to actually expand our team so we could have a larger productive capacity. That was definitely one of our major challenges initially. We did bootstrap a lot. So I'm sure this is pretty much any entrepreneur will tell you that for the first year or so, you're taking home nothing. And if anything, every last cent you have, you're pumping it back into the business to just try and get it to the stage where it's able to manage the quantity of orders that would be coming in on a regular. So what we are working towards now is to try and make, we're trying to bundle two things. We're trying to make energy access and access to connectivity. So I guess in an element, telecommunications as accessible as possible. So where we see ourselves in the next 3 to 5 years would be ideally developing solutions for the whole African continent that suit the actual need and applications they'd be using for that in the long run would be able to promote connectivity, productivity, and access to clean and affordable energy.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Mbie, unafikiria nini kuhusu Brian na WeBox? Je, ni suluhisho kwa jumuiya yako? Tumetayarisha majadiliano kati ya Brian na mtaalamu wetu Bianca Proteus, mkazi kocha wetu ambaye anatupa mang'amuzi yake katika teknolojia, kidijitali na ubunifu. Hebu tuone nini Bianca atafanya kumfanya kuelekea kufaulu kiulimwengu.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Brian, good to see you. Hello.
Hello, this is Bianca Pretorius. I'm calling from Berlin, Germany. And Brian, I discovered your business and I was fascinated. Is it true that you invented a box that basically frees people from the fear of power outages, and you've built this and it's now a full-fledged product and you can and you're selling it? Is that correct?
Yes, that is definitely us. So at Arion Power, we've developed a range of solutions that try to make your life as easy as possible in anything that's possibly related to power outages or connectivity. So like we have the Wirebox, which will keep your Wi-Fi up and running when you have a power outage.
The reason why I thought this is a fantastic idea is because the Wirebox makes you not even noticing that there was a power outage.
Yeah, so we designed the unit to be a plug and play and plug and forget. So once you have installed it, you are preferably supposed to forget about it. In the event of a power cut, our unit will switch automatically from grid power to battery power. And when the power comes back, it'll switch back to grid power and charge the battery simultaneously. And this all happens in a matter of milliseconds. So if you're on a Zoom meeting or if you are streaming a TV show or something, you wouldn't really know that your power went out. The only thing that might be a telltale might be your lights or your neighbors complaining, for example.
How do you help with accessibility to your innovation for everyone?
So the unit was actually designed with the thought of accessibility as its core, so that if you're, say, a student who's studying for matric or exams or something, you're still able to just have the basic necessities to prepare for your exams. We are currently the most affordable unit on the South African market.
What kind of reactions do you get from the market when you entered? Because you're underbidding them in price. So there's people who didn't quite like the fact that now this young couple of entrepreneurs enter the market with this innovative, well-functioning, affordable product. How did you overcome those challenges? And what was the hardest bit for you in this entrepreneurial path?
I think There are quite a few challenges that we face. Like you said, when we entered the market, not everyone was excited that we entered the market. So big business, they have the capacity to outprice us, and they have the capacity to outsell us, and they have the networks and the channels to push their products through that we in the initial phases don't necessarily have. And I think how to overcome those, starting small is a very underrated concept, but I think it really does help. Starting with a small set of customers, your early adopters are probably your biggest asset in any business, because they will be able to take your unit at its minimum viable product state and will be able to give you honest feedback of what they would expect in future from a product like this.
So and when we talk to entrepreneurs, the thing that stops them from growing is a lack of investment. So they're basically trying to get investment to build the production capacity and to make that happen. And this investment, depending on where you come from and depending on the network you have and the people that already trust you as an entrepreneur, might be tricky. How was it getting investment? Did you have investment? Did you like it? Did you need it? What was your takeaway?
So it was a challenge and a half, I must say, because initially when you still just have your idea, you will get almost no investment, because then it's just what it is. It's an idea and it needs to be developed a little bit more before investors might even consider giving it a second look. So when you approach an investor or a funding house, the most important thing they wanted to see, they loved the idea, they thought it was great, but they wanted to see market traction. And we were able to produce market traction because we showed them that we have, it's not a lot, but it is a noticeable number of early adopters who have our units, who are using them, and they've given us this feedback. And we want to acquire funds so we can go and address these problems so we can access the next segment of the market, which wouldn't be as forgiving for a unit that still needs work. So being able to show your track record, even at a small scale, will make it, it won't make it easy, but it'll make it smoother to access funds. And it also shows that the business is on a trajectory to grow.
Interesting. This is such a good takeaway from the whole conversation. Yes, be visionary as an entrepreneur. Yes, but start with your minimal viable product and go feedback by feedback to the next iteration. Take the feedback on board, because feedback is so valuable. And also we have so often in the show the conversation of the funding and how do we get the funding. And the answer is so simple and so hard at the same time. You have to prove that somebody wants to buy the product. So traction is your absolute key. And that means that when you talk, dear entrepreneur to be that listens to the show, cherish your first customers. Brian, it has been an absolute festivity to talk to you and to learn from this splendid journey of Ybox. Yes, I can see this very becoming global very soon in Africa, but also beyond that borders. Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Brian. Thank you for speaking with us and with me today.
Thank you so much, Bianca.
Likewise. And stay connected, I can say. Not a problem with you.
Stay connected, yeah.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa uhamba kanjalo ke umlaleli umdlalo wethu wemoya wesiqephu sesikhombisa esukuna namuhla njengoba siyulethelwa la ngibo be Freedom Pioneers of Africa bavumisana sithi ngomsakado we BCRFM lapho khona sibuka izindaba tekusidakala kwebantu ukuze bakwade ukuthi bathuthukise lawo makhono abo lebanawo noma ke indlela lebafuna ukuthi batisebenzise ukuze bathuthukise baphindze bathuthukise nemakhono alabanye. Richard Maseko, ngiyathemba sibo ulalele imidlalo yethu yemoya lesilethelwa iFreedom Pioneers. Okay, njengoba usho njalo uthi bo ulalele, umbuto wami wekuqala uthini umcabango wakho nganayi into lecalwe nguBrian?
Mina ngithi ishe kakhulu ngoba kulesikhathi esihlekiso manje kusine ngingayeluthedile. And uthole ukuthi umuntu osebenzayo and usebenzisa internet kakhulu, especially laba sebenza ema-office basebenzisa internet kakhulu. So le Ybox ukuthi makuhamba le gezi kubona le load shedding, automatically iyaswitcha vele from igezi then it isebenzisele yona i-battery power yayo. So umbono lomuhle kakhulu mina ngiwuthandile.
Asigijime sethu kombuto wethu wesibili ngenxa yesikhathi okucabanga ukuthi la i-Ybox iyakhonakala ukuthi kuthengeke malula yini emindenini leyahlukahlukene. Is it affordable?
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi affordable ngoba ayiduri isuka ku 1000 rand iyela kulapha kuma 1300 rand ayiduri kakhulu
affordable ntiphi ke letinye tetindlela lesingatenda kuze sikwade ukuthi silusane nenathi tinkinga temandla agezi sibukane nato
singasebenzisa i-window solar panel yona ithatha emandla elangeni bese iyawatshisha yenda mandla agezi
uma bekunguwele bekufanele ukuthi mhlawumbe uniketele umphakathi wangakini ngemandla agezi nguphi lobo ngakwenda
solar panel futhi abanikede ngemandla kuwo wonke emphakathi xa ekhathi masondo zonke tinzawo tibhedlela etemtholampilo
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.